Blog Talk Radio.
That's 347-989-0855.
0855, or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the voice and the platform for black enrichment, black enlightenment, black liberation, and spiritual edification. This is your platform, the Star and Crescent Report. Our show today is titled Bloodthirsty, The Empire's Last Chance for Survival, Part 2. As we promised you, we're coming to you live, and we want you to know that this is such an important show, an important conversation between you and I because of the time. No matter what, I want to make this clear to you, no matter what I'm talking about, no matter what I'm going into, it always translates into the time. Because if you're not aware of the time, and you can have the greatest intentions, you can hurt yourself or hurt your loved ones because you may be out of step, out of time, and put you and your family in harm's way. You know, an example, as we go into the show, you can be coming home from work, trying to get home to your family so that you can be there for them and be a male figure for your children and be a good husband for your wife or a good wife for your husband. And you can have all the intentions of the world to come there, spend time with them, spend time in prayer, go to sleep, get back up, and go make a difference in the world. But if you're exhausted, if you're not patient, if you're not paying attention to the road signs, and I'm not just talking about the ones that they put on the street corner, I'm talking about certain things that are happening on the road also. And you come to a stop sign and not thinking, because it's foggy, not thinking that, okay, I must yield to this stop sign and look both ways before I go. You're thinking I have not seen any traffic while I've been on the road, so I might as well just blow through this stop sign. And before you know it, you are hit by an oncoming car. Now, you had the greatest intentions, but because you took something for granted or because you did not take heed to the warnings of the stop sign, you have put yourself and also the livelihood of your family in danger. This is a thing that we look over, we gloss over when we're looking at prophecy, when we're looking at scripture, when we're looking at world events. We don't put them in the full context they should be in. We're not looking at them in a way that should be the most beneficial, not only for yourself, but for your families and your loved ones and your friends and the brotherhood and the sisterhood. This is something that needs to be done. In the midst of all this, this is America also. She is so arrogant. She is so full of hubris. Her intentions are benign in her mind. Because who else can lead the free world, as she says, when she holds the entire world hostage to her policy and policies? Who else can gather an international coalition, as she says? Who else can project power in three and four different places around the world at one time and still have a standing army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines to execute another war if need be? This is her mind. In her mind, because it is so polluted and because she did not put or retain God in it, she has been given over to reprobateness. Therefore, she cannot see through the fogginess of her unrighteous an ill-conceived thought and mind frame. Are you listening? We're talking about bloodthirsty, the empire's last chance for survival, part two. And because of this warped thinking, she believes that she can gallop around the world and occupy nations. She believes that she can sanction nations with impunity, right or wrong, and hold entire nations and people hostage to her white supremacy policies of colonialism and capitalism, which is greed and arrogance and murder, without the ramifications of the great law that God put in the base of the universe. Cause and effect. Judgment. Some of you call it karma. Do you ever listen? I just want to talk to you for a minute, because sometimes we don't get a chance to talk. And we'll go into clips and we'll do all this, but do you ever just sit down and just think about the mentality of white people, especially here in America? They have short-sightedness. They don't, if you listen to Alex Jones, if you listen to all of these so-called alternative media, and they're always talking about fighting for the right to defend their land, liberty, and America does not look like what it should be, and our founding fathers, your founding father was mass murderers. Mass murder. These things, because they don't want to accept this, it warps their thinking. And they believe that they can continue to do these things and live free, live in luxury, while everyone else who are victims and hostages of their policies are killed, maimed, bombed, occupied, and suppressed, and oppressed. They have a warped sense of thinking. This is that Eurocentric mind. I can come, I can invade your nation, I can occupy it and call it mine. And if you are against it when I set up my form of governance, then you are a terrorist. Right? Think about it. They go 9,000 miles away to Afghanistan on false pretenses and false flag operations here in America. Go and fight these people that live there and then designate these people terrorists. They go to Iraq and do the same. They go all over Africa and do the same, but they're never the terrorists. And look at this. All the weapons that these people whom they deem to be terrorists are fighting with are 95% of all of the weapons that these people are fighting with, fighting back against the empire, comes from the empire and her allies. So if you are invading nations, some of us, we don't use common sense. Sense is not so common today. We don't analyze things in a proper perspective or the proper light because we're without divine guidance. And without divine guidance, it is hard to see through the fog. It is hard to be patient. It is hard to get a clear view and clear understanding of what is, what's coming, and what should be, and how it all began and how it all is justified. You see? All of the weapons that you see around the world, as a matter of fact, on one of the shows, I presented the numbers from their own books that 95 to 98% of all weapons sold or on the market or in use around the globe are from white powers, with China making, 2% or 3%, and then you have some nations making small arm fire, okay? All right? Now, just on that note there, it tells you who the bloodshed is, right? But they believe that they can go in every country and occupy, put bases there, and they don't care about the sovereignty or the livelihood of other people, but they're always talking about somebody trying to invade America. Nobody has set up bases here in America, but America has 5,000 around the world. But I'm trying to get you to understand something. This is why what we're doing. We're trying to lay the base. I want you to see the hypocrisy of these people and how they can kill with impunity and bomb with impunity and steal and siphon off the wealth of other nations at the barrel of a gun. And when you fight back, you are designated a terrorist. This comes from a bloodthirsty people, a bloodthirsty government, a bloodthirsty empire that has shed the blood of peoples around the globe ever since they have been let out of the caves of Europe. If what I'm saying is not true, let them challenge me on this. They can't challenge the truth. So they go and they tell you things about their forefathers and the founding fathers and how great their founding fathers is. Now think about this. Let's put it in the light of today. When they talk about you, they talk about you in a negative, a derogatory tone, especially in inner cities like Chicago. And you ask, where's the drug? Since we don't control any borders, since we don't have any trains or control any train tracks, since we don't have a thorough understanding of geography and where this stuff comes from and how it is transported and how it is passed from one station to the next station, since we don't own airports or have any control over the airports, right? And since we are not in control of the spying apparatus or what they call the intelligence apparatus in America or in any of the so-called first world nations, and these drugs and these guns are being ran through these nations, through their borders, through their points of inspection, and they're winding up in the inner city, the places that are deprived of jobs, the places that are deprived of a chance to experience what they call the American dream of luxury. And they throw this in with a mix of growing dissatisfaction and then flooded with drugs, flooded with guns, and then they put on this hostile music. Remember, even though you see these rap artists rapping, they don't control the agenda. It's those people who are in the chairs who do the publishing and the publicity and do the promoting and who owns the radio stations. These are the people with the agenda. So you go from X-Clan to All You Hear Today, or you go from Poor Righteous Teachers to All You Hear Today is about money and materialism. And so this turns these people, you are what you eat, this is what I'm telling you. You are what you eat mentally and spiritually as well as you are physically. So if you eat crud and dung mentally and spiritually, right, you will start being a product of what you eat. And you will start exhibiting the blowback effect of what you eat. When you eat the wrong foods, you start showing it sooner or later because you start getting sick or you start doing this and doing that, right? The same thing if you're eating the wrong food, you start acting that way. You start acting wrong, thinking wrong, because your brain is not being fed, your heart is not, and your spirituality is not being fed properly. You understand? So you're sick mentally, right? You talk back to me for a minute. For those of you who are listening via computer, you can call in 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. I want to talk to you. All this connects to this. So, and they talk about you in a derogatory light. Those, they're just those high crime areas. Well, it wouldn't be high crime if you didn't flood the neighborhoods with drugs, if you did not flood the neighborhoods with guns, if you did not deprive the people in that area a opportunity to break free from the stagnation of this enclosed, what they call inner city. They didn't say the outer city, the inner city. That means you are confined to a certain area, like a lake, right? So you are confined there. And you are a product of that environment. They put you there like lab rats and experiment with you. You have the worst type of food, the worst type of water, right? You start watching the wrong kinds of television shows. They flood you. They inundate you with this. They inundate you with that. If you turn on the TV, you know, years ago, they used to have something called Video Soul on BET. And in Video Soul, most times you would get videos that were not raunchy. I have not looked at BET, and I couldn't tell you any. But you can see when you're flipping the channel, sometimes you see, what is it, MTV something. It's another version of MTV with the rapping and stuff. All they talk about is material gain and the disrespect of our women. I wanna say something on that. Brothers and sisters, you gotta stop that. Due to the fact that in our roughest time, in our darkest hours, It was our women that stood up and was the backbone for us when we didn't have the backbone to be men. It was those women that did that. And I know today our women are being brainwashed because Muhammad told us that our women are the target because they hold the key to the birth of a nation. And so they are being inundated to start thinking themselves less than what they are. So they take pictures with their butts showing instead of their brain. And they marvel in the hips that they have and the thickness of their body instead of the growth and maturity mentally and spiritually. This is how we're being robbed. This is how we're being cut down. This is another level of war that the empire and her allies have placed upon us. Right? What do they tell you? In war, the first casualty is what? Truth. And the Bible teaches you that this thing here is a universal war. This is a war on all levels, spiritual, physical, and every level, every element is being placed against you by this devil. Covertly and overtly. We're in war. You don't like it, but this is the truth. I have to talk to you, brothers and sisters. I know for those of you who listen, and you have to understand that we have a worldwide audience. And I get emails constantly. I get phone calls constantly. And I'm behind on returning phone calls. I've been doing some renovation in my house also, brothers and sisters, for the last week and a half or so like that. But when I'm talking, sometimes I have to talk to the newer audience. So you have to bear with me. But I'm always talking to you who have been the core audience that has been here. And we have to start processing things the right way. Because I noticed this about the so-called righteous Christians. The so-called righteous Muslims. Most of you are fickle. Most of you have ulterior motives. Most of you are looking for something outside of what God has blessed you with. So all of you put on these fakes or facades for the people. We got to stop that. We got to present ourselves to the people for who we are. We all have faults. We all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We're in the process now of picking up the pieces. But we've got to look at things the proper way. We've got to digest the food the proper way to get the right spiritual edification. So you come to the Star and Crescent Report in the Hiram's 1555 blog. Do that. And you'll get a proper view of things. And you'll see about this bloodthirsty, mad, insane empire who's losing out in every way, shape, form, and fashion. So I say to you properly, and I say to you boldly and proudly, that it is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is a very beautiful day. The vindication is so sweet. This is the day the Bible says that the graves were open, and the saints stood up, and they were vindicated. Don't you see the vindication? Because Satan is being exposed, because his policies, everybody is talking about these policies of America around the globe and within her own borders domestically. Everybody is dissatisfied. Why? Because the bloodshedder has used deceit to maintain her position and power over the people, right, at all costs. And the world is waking up to that. And they're seeing the blood-stained hand, the blood-soaked body of the empire and her allies. And the tricks that they paid. But this is costing them. This is costing them on a major level. I want to say this also. Let me stop right here in the middle of the show. Here we go again. Blog Talk Radio has disconnected dozens of callers. Dozens. Not one, not two, not three, but dozens of callers. So, it's just amazing. This show, we're not the biggest show in the world. We're the best show in the world, but we're not the biggest show. And you know the best is not always acceptable, all right? They can accept the biggest because the biggest has to compromise. but the best never compromise on truth. So if you get disconnected via phone, call back in. If they block you, wait a few seconds and try again. Try at least 3 times to get back in. And then if not, you wait a little bit longer, then you come back on, or you can use your tech devices and log in via blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555. All right? You can do that. So, and believe me, they may disconnect me or mute me or whatever. And when they do, don't hang up. Give me at least 5 minutes to get back online, to get back my dashboard, you know, to get my mic unmuted. Give me that, okay? So, we're watching the empire desperately trying to maintain her power. We're watching the white world desperately trying to maintain her power, but the world is moving against her. The world is moving against America. They no longer want this. So, I just want you to see something. See, we have people calling in right now, calling the cell phone right now while we're live. This is what the devil does. Hitting both of my cell phones up at the same time, live on air. This is what the devil does. But I want you to listen to something, okay? I want you to listen to what they're saying. This is about a minute, so this is not long at all. This is about a minute, and after that, we're going to come back with another clip. I'm going to try to get as much clips, as many clips as I can in, due to the fact that this devil may start blocking the clips or may take down the dashboard. And I want you to hear some things that are going on to show you that the entire world is moving away from America and her global architect, economically and also politically and geopolitically. The world is tired of her. I want to listen to this 1 minute clip, and we'll come back and we're going to follow it up with another clip. But listen closely to this.
They're approaching very, very quickly. Now, China and Russia, they're continually moving forward where they're doing things without the dollar. And the U.S. received a major blow to its global hegemony, and one which is sure to trigger more talks with Washington against China, against Russia. We see that China has established a payment versus payment system to clear Chinese yuan and Russian ruble transaction. Now, the aim, which we are understanding, is to reduce the risks and improve the efficiency of its foreign exchange system. The new mechanism, which is going to rival the U.S. SWIFT interbank payment system. And what does it actually do? Well, it allows for simultaneous settlement of transactions in two different currencies. It was launched on Monday after receiving approval from China Central Bank. And we see right now that, again, they're doing everything step by step to make sure they're prepared and ready for what is coming. And that is the dollar declining. That is the dollar is going to be doomed. And this is a major blow. Now,
so this is a major blow. So listen, I want to address some bothers on my mind. Let's go back to page 87 of Fall of America, okay? Because as I'm listening to him, something dawns on me. So we go down here, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this: but today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. Stop right there. So this is the agreement. What Elijah Muhammad was telling you long before they got these agreements to sell the dollar, to make the dollar the exclusive currency of choice for the world to buy petrol products and name it and give it its term, petrodollar. Muhammad was telling you that there was nothing behind it. But he said they are not bagging it with it. You know what they were bagging it with? A promise to protect these erratic and unrational and unjust regimes that were set up by Britain, France, and America to protect them militarily if they agreed to sell their products only in dollars. You can go Google this if you think I'm lying. So this is what Muhammad was talking about. So now China and Russia are moving against the dollar, right? This goes to the heart of what Muhammad says when he says that the odds of America staying in Asia, they're against her. How can she stay somewhere when nobody will accept her instrument of exchange, her debt measurement, her dollar? She can have the biggest military in the world, but when it goes bankrupt, what happens? Look what happened to the Soviet Union's military. number one fall? He's talking about her not having sound value to her currency. And by her offering something behind closed doors to prop up the dollar. No gold, no silver? Okay, I'll prop it up with military might, Muhammad says. This is the number one fall. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. Both China, Russia, and Iran knows this to be the case now. Muhammad said it in the 60s. Muhammad said it in the 70s. And now you see China, Russia, Iran, and other nations are joining forces to remove the instrument of power of empire. Do you see how the saints are being vindicated? It's a very beautiful time to bear witness that you are a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, right? Don't get mad, smile, because you know it, right? You cannot defeat this truth because we offer facts and proof as we talk to you. So he says, this is the number one fall, and it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. So, this is the case now. He says in this clip that Russia and China are setting up alternatives. We've been telling you this. But he made, I think when he said that SWIFT is the American thing, I believe SWIFT is the European. I said America runs it, but I think it was set up in Europe, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on this one. Just don't quote me on this. And I think America set up CHIPS, if I'm not mistaken. They both are intertwined, okay? But Russia and China have set up their own things to counter this just in case either them or their allies are cut off from the so-called international way of trade. See, what this is the scheme America set up. You got to buy her dollars, right? So that means you got to fund her deficits, her budgets. And while you're buying her dollars, you are taking inflation from her shores and putting it in your own country, right? And then when you trade with other nations, even if you're not trading in American goods, right, you got to use your currency to buy dollars in the transactions. And then when you do the transaction, America gets a percentage of the transaction. So she's saddling you with American debt and inflation with her system. So she gets mad, she sanctions you. She makes the dollar even more worthless than it is. Sanctions you. You can't transfer that. We don't want that. We're just going to make that go kaput. It's no longer valuable in the international monetary system. Breaking governments and destroying nations through that. But Muhammad says this in chapter 47. Follow with me, brothers and sisters. Fall of America. Get a history lesson also when you're listening to the Steinkrest Report. We talk geopolitics. We talk religion. We talk science. We talk history. We do it all because all of these things run hand in hand with theology. All right? So Muhammad says in this chapter, and I'm going to read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 paragraphs, all right? But the paragraphs are short, so you bear with me, all right? And the name of the chapter is titled America's Dreaded Destiny. Now, one needs to ask the question, why did he title this chapter America's Dreaded Destiny, and especially when he's talking about the nations rising up against America to take her? And how God is wroth with America, and he raised up these nations to take America, not at her weakest point, but in the prime of her power. And then we look around and we see the rising of China, and how Africa is trying to throw off the cloak of colonialism, and how Russia now is siding with China, how Iran, the major Central Asian or Middle Eastern power, is now siding with Russia and China. Why did Elijah Muhammad name this chapter America's Dreaded Destiny? It's a beautiful time, I'm telling you. This man, he's the most strategic thinker in the world. He don't just have idle words for chatter. He puts these things for you to do an examination of the events of the world and come back and prove to the entire world that what he spoke is absolutely God's given truth. If you don't believe it, call in and dispute me, 347-989-0855. To the scholars of the world, if you think you can handle this truth. You can't do it. You can't do it. says, America's destiny. He says, America and her people have been here, according to history, since a few years after Columbus, the explorer. She conquered the Aboriginal Red Indians, the original owners of the land, whom she found here and took it for a home for herself and kind. Stop right there. Pay attention to me. Now, what I'm saying, when I read something, I don't just read the point that I'm trying to get to. And I just have one little point in this whole thing, and it's pretty much at the end. But I want to read it to you in the context of how he spoke this, so that you can know that nobody is taking this out of context. And then while we're reading things that precede the point that I'm trying to make, we also run into other things which verifies and vindicates all that we speak. Okay? So, and I was just talking about how this man comes and takes other people's countries and then say, our land. I'm going to give you a deed to this land. How the hell can you give me a deed to something that you stole? If I went and broke in somebody's house and stole some and went to the pawn shop and asked them to buy this, they will arrest me. Right? Well, how the hell are you justified in coming and displacing entire people and come taking their land, then print up or draw up or write up deeds and hand it out to your people and say, this has been my land since 1854, 817, such and such. And then you ready to defend that land that you stole, that your parents stole, that your grandparents, great-great-grandparents stole. You bloodthirsty. But let's go further. She says, she has continued conquering until her conquering power has gone around the earth, affecting every civilized nation, submission to her will. She was successful in forcing other people to bow to her will, whether they liked it or not. She was. He used that in past tense. Was. Not is. Was. You pick up on this stuff. She was successful, meaning that we are entering a point where she will no longer be successful. And we can bear witness to that because look at what's happening in Libya. Look what's happening in Yemen. Look what's happening in Somalia. Look what's happening in the place of Djibouti. Look what's happening in all around the world. Syria, Afghanistan, the Korean Peninsula. She was able at one point in time to impose her policies and her will by threat of arms and threat of force. Was. But look at the blowback effect. So she's no longer able to. And it has caused her to go mad and insane. Right? So let's go further. Now, listen to what he says after that. Now, it is the hand of God, not China, not Russia, not Iran. This is divine here. All that you see on the international scene, all that you see economically, politically, geopolitically, this is all on the order of the divine. You understand? So he says, now it is the hand of God, which is after America, to force her into submission. How can you force a juggernaut into submission with a military unmatched around the globe? How can you do that? You break a bank. Right? What's happening? The nations are getting ready to do what? Break her bank. And which nations are doing it? It is the Asiatic nations who are the one laying her low, right? Talk back to your brother. 347-989-0855. Sometimes I feel it's unfair because the wisdom of God can't be disputed or defeated. So I'm boldly standing up in the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I know sometimes it seems like it borders on arrogance, but it's not. It's just so being so edified, so happy, and so full of the truth that you say, if this is the truth and I know it's the truth, you bring your falsehood. And you know that immediately the truth bashes the brains out of falsehood, right? And when I come with the light of truth, darkness has to hide, right? Is that not right? You know we got the light of truth in the beacon of hope and light in the personage of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I say long live Muhammad. Long live Muhammad. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So let's go a little further. He says, now it is the hand of God which is after America to force her into submission, a hand from which we have no defense, as it is written and prophesied in the Bible. Under the name of Babylon. Jeremiah 51:25. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, See, remember in scripture, governments are styled as mountains. That's why Master Farad Muhammad said that he would walk up in. He didn't say walk up. He said walk up in. That means go inside, right? Walk up in a mountain, right? You have to look at these words and the placements of words. He's talking about these governments. So I want you to listen closely. He says, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks and will make thee a burnt mountain. Is that not what's going on today? Listen what he says. Jeremiah 51:53 says, now remember, none of this is the point what I'm trying to get to. But you see how much wisdom comes out of this if we read it in this context, and then we'll be able to prove it on a geopolitically or economic scene or scale. You see this? This is beautiful because we're all being edified and enriched spiritually while we're doing this. The truth is so plain. So he says, Jeremiah 51:53 says, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. Spoilers. People going to come out and spoil America's good time. They're going to spoil her arrogance of wealth and mischief-making and her arrogance of imperial hubris and military might. They're coming out to spoil these things. That means they have to set traps, make plans, and execute these plans to catch her in a divine snare. Is that not right? So he says, America is under a destruction similar to that of ancient Babylon. So stop right there. For us to understand the fall of America, we have to understand the fall of Babylon. Muhammad says that, also in another chapter, he says that America's fall is similar to that of Pharaoh in ancient Egypt during the time of Moses. So we have to study these two historical pictures so that we can get an understanding of what to expect, what to look for, and how to react when these events take place. All right? All praise is due to Allah. Let's go further. America is under a destruction similar to that of ancient Babylon. In the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Revelation of John prophesied concerning her, Babylon. Their mention is a future Babylon and not a Babylon of the past. Listen to this good. Now we're getting close to what I wanted to talk to you about. America has enslaved all of the so-called Negroes. Look how he talked about all this geopolitically and economic stuff and historical facts about how America came and enslaved people and forced them in submission and did this to the Aboriginal peoples. He talked about all that prior to this. Then he goes and says, America has enslaved all of the so-called Negroes, and her evil mistreatment of them is similar to ancient Babylon's enslavement and mistreatment of the Jews, according to the scriptures. Listen to this part. This is where we needed to be at. So if we notice that it's similar to ancient Babylon's mistreatment according to scripture of the Jews, then one has to go and look at scripture and examine it and re-examine it and then piece it apart and put it back together, and then you can get an understanding, a deep understanding of what to expect from America today with you, because the way she treats us is similar. Worse, it's worse, but it's similar. So he says, how did God break America's stranglehold? I mean, how did this happen? How did the people get free from ancient Babylon? How did the people who were God-thirsty, I should say, get free from Pharaoh in ancient Egypt? Huh? He gives you the answer here. So he says, it took the hand of God. Not all these groups talking about black power. It took the hand of God to bring the king of Babylon and his people into submission to the power of God. You understand? That's right there. Then he goes and says this. This is the core of what I wanted to talk about. Just one sentence in this last paragraph. But I read all this so that you can get it all in this context and that you can get edified spiritually. He says, he brought the surrounding kings and their power against ancient Babylon in the prime, the height of her power, her glory, the handwriting on the wall. And so God had to move against America. It's similar to the way he moved against ancient Babylon. And how did he move? He caused the nations to rise up and stir up against America. Not these little flimsy organizations wanting to integrate into America's power structure. Because if you integrate in her political, in her so-called economic power structure, when it all falls down, it's going to crumble on you. So he says, God brought the surrounding kings and their power against ancient Babylon in the prime, in the height of her glory, the handwriting on the wall. So when we look at this, then we can say, oh, my God, I never thought of it like that. So this is why China and Iran and Russia and these other nations, which are joining on to the BRICS nations and the Eurasian Economic Union and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the CSTO organization, this is why these nations are gravitating east and pushing away from the West. God, the hand of God, is forcing them against America. And if you don't see it, if you don't know it, then you can put yourself in harm's way. This is why they are making alternative currencies, alternative trade agreements, alternative organizations and institutions against that which the West has set up and used for colonial purpose and to maintain their domination and sway over all the nations on the earth. Bloodthirsty, the empire's last chance for survival, part two. So I want you to listen closely. This is a five-minute clip. We just heard about what Russia and China are doing. Let's listen a little bit closely to this, okay?
China is going to be buying Saudi oil in yuan. Here is another country where they're not going to be using the dollar. And we need to understand something very important. Russia just made a deal with Saudi Arabia with their oil market. They also made a deal with their military assets by supplying them the S-400 missile system. We also understand that the global oil market could follow in Saudi Arabia's footsteps. And this would spell a catastrophe for the United States dollar as the world's reserve currency. So all of this is happening all at once, and it is accelerating. More countries are looking at this, saying, you know something, we can trade in yuan, we don't need to use the dollar. Venezuela is saying this, Saudi Arabia is saying this, Iran is doing this, we're going to be seeing Syria do this, most likely Iraq is going to be doing this, we know that China and Russia are already doing this, and the rest of the Middle Eastern countries were...
So I stopped there for a minute. Remember how he's talking about all these nations are doing this? Remember what Elijah Muhammad said? America has enslaved all of the so-called Negroes, and her evil mistreatment of them is similar to the ancient Babylon's enslavement and mistreatment of the Jews, according to the scripture. Remember that ancient Babylon suppressed and oppressed, misused and abused the so-called Jews in scripture, right? What's going on domestically? Do you see that not happening? How they killing you like you sport, like for some sport and play, like they are hunters and you are the prey? Do you not see that going on within America's borders, right? So all of that is the reason why you see the nations rising up, according to scripture, according to what you hear Dave from the S-22 report saying. So the nations are moving away from America and unifying on the outside of America to come at America and lay her low. But listen what he says. It took the hand of God to bring the king of Babylon and his people into submission to the power of God. He brought the surrounding nations, the surrounding kings, and their power against ancient Babylon in their prime. In the prime. In what prime? In America's prime. Do you see her stock market, her Dow soaring right now? How she's pumping up the Dow? How she's pumping up the NASDAQ? She's trying to make you think that everything is great. Do you see how America's muscle flexing around the world? God brought the surrounding kings, the nations, against America, right? In the prime, the height of her glory, the handwriting on the wall. Is that not right? It's so easy to prove, Elijah Muhammad, that it's almost unfair. Let's go a little I'm going to replay this. This is a five-minute clip, but I just had to stop just to let you see this. And you can understand how it relates so much to Scripture and the fulfillment of prophecy. It's so clear that not even Ray Charles, if he was alive, wouldn't be able to see this. But let's go further.
China is going to be buying Saudi oil in yuan. Here is another country where they're not going to be using the dollar. And we need to understand something very important. Russia just made a deal with Saudi Arabia with their oil market. They also made a deal with their military assets by supplying them the S-400 missile system. We also understand that the global oil market could follow in Saudi Arabia's footsteps. And this would spell a catastrophe for the United States dollar as the world's reserve currency. So all of this is happening all at once, and it is accelerating. More countries are looking at this, saying, you know something, we can trade in yuan. We don't need to use the dollar. Venezuela is saying this. Saudi Arabia is saying this. Iran is doing this. We're going to be seeing Syria do this. Most likely Iraq is going to be doing this. We know that China and Russia are already doing this. And the rest of the Middle Eastern countries, where Russia is talking peace in Libya, helping Lebanon, helping many of the other countries, they are all going to be turning towards Russia, turning towards China, and they will end up using the yuan, which means once again that the dollar is going to be sent back to the United States, because these countries, they won't need the dollar to purchase the oil. There's no reason to keep it in reserves. And if they don't need to keep it in reserves, they're going to send it back to the United States. If it comes back to the United States, we're going to have more dollars in circulation. And we've been talking about this in depth for the last couple of days. We are going to see inflation, because as there is more dollars in circulation, that means the value of the dollar decreases. We're already starting to see this happen right in front of our noses. It's not something that happens very quickly. We've been following this for quite a while. It's a very slow process. And the reason why it's very slow is because they don't want the rest of the world to wake up to really understand what's going on. Central bankers work very, very quietly, very methodically, and they make sure that whatever they're doing, it's really not important. Don't pay attention to that. Why don't you look at the stock market instead, because that's what's most important. But really, the stock market is the least important, and everything else they're doing behind the scenes, that's where the importance lies. That's where we should be looking, because they're already setting up the next system. They're already doing it. I mean, right in front of us, and we've been following it. We've been tracking it every single year, and we can see how they announced they were going to make a payment system. They made a payment system. They announced that they were going to trade between the two countries, China and Russia, not using the dollar, and they're going to have oil trade using their own currencies. They went ahead and they did it. We saw that China was making bilateral trade agreements with many, many different countries. And here we are today, they've done it. They said they were going to start the Belt and Road. Here we are, they've done it. They said they were going to include the yuan within the basket of SDRs. Well, here we are today, they've done it. They're going to be using the yuan so other countries can use it to pay for oil. Here we are today, countries are already signing on. The writing is on the wall. They've pretty much done everything that we've been talking about. And yes, it was a slow process. Yes, it took some time. Yes, they duplicated everything that we have in the West over in the East, like their payment system. It's all being done right now because they understand that the system is going to fall apart. The central bankers are ready to move everything away from the United States because they don't care what country they go to. They have no allegiance whatsoever. Makes no difference to them as long as they can control the creation of currency. And this is what we see happening right now. This has been planned for quite a while. It's not just something that they woke up yesterday and said, hey, you know something? Let's create all the markets. Let's create the payment system. Let's create all of this today. No, they've been doing it all along. And if you've been paying attention, you would have seen this. If you've been listening to what we've been all talking about, you would have seen this. And again, a lot of people are not awake. A lot of people are still sleeping. They don't understand what is happening. And we can see that this is happening right now because they planned it way before. They took the steps necessary. And here we are today. A lot of people think it's just happening. Look, oh, they just did it today. No, they didn't. Same thing with everything else that they've been doing. They've been planning all this for a very long time. They're very patient. And they make sure that they plan it, and if this plan doesn't go, well, they readjust and they create a new plan. They always have plan A, B, C. They're never stuck. And the central bankers have been controlling the world for quite a while. And we can see that we're coming up to this point where the system is about to change. It's going to be painful. We're going to go through a transition. This is why you need to be ready and prepared.
So, you see how Dave gives you this information about the geopolitics and the economics, but then his understanding is left off because he can't see that his world is being taken from him. He thinks they're going to transition to another world. Now, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm not the dullest either. All right? Now, if they are allowed to transition with their wealth, with their power, with their influence, with their unity, then there's no need to destroy the old. Because they've always, for the last 4,000 years, they've been on top. So if they are going to be allowed to transition with what they have, because remember, they have access to credit. You don't. They have access to financial loans and money. You don't. So they can buy gold. They can buy silver. They can buy all the supplies needed to be able to transition to the next. If this is the case, and it is, then how the hell is it going to be just to remove a certain world and then allow these people who have benefited and who have maintained and promoted this world to transition? Because if you allow them to, then they will just build what they have. Remember, their systems don't just spring up. They pop up out of the minds of people. And these people whose mind that it came out of are thinking that they're going to transition to something greater, that they're going to be the rulers, that they're going to be in a position that they once had in the old. I'm trying to force you to think these things through, because we're lazy when it comes to thinking, right? We think about everything but what is necessary for survival. So he made a couple points. He says that this thing is going down, and it's been underway for a while, but you couldn't see it because it was being done in a slow motion thing. Let's go to a message to the black man real quick. Where's my message to the black man? Bear with me. Where's my? Here it is. I believe it is the rise and fall of the Christian West. I believe that's what it is. Okay, page 288. All right. The rise and fall of the Christian West. It is that. All praise is due to Allah. Listen, remember what Dave said. This thing has been happening in slow motion. And it has been happening in such a way that you couldn't see it. Listen to what Elijah Muhammad said. The fall of America is now visible and understandable, not only in the eyes of scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Long has Allah been gradually, slow motion, right? In steps. Not altogether fast, but slow and in steps. You heard what Dave said, right? Long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed it. Isn't that what Dave said? Isn't it what he said? So you can see it, but it was underway. He says, long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed it. This has been done by degrees, and they do not perceive it. Meaning they couldn't see it. They couldn't comprehend it. They couldn't understand it. The Holy Quran says he brings powerful nations to a naught. And when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. Now listen to this. For those who offer a torchlight for America's redemption, for those of you who offer a handout for America's salvation, for those of you who think that they will be able to transition to something new, we're going to put the brakes on that type of thinking. Whether you are a Muslim, whether you are a Christian, or whatsoever you may believe in, the last and the greatest messenger of God gives us assurances that this is not the case. He says, today, it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked, for the foundation has been removed. What the hell is her foundation? Her political unity, her financial assets, and her political and geopolitical power projection capabilities. It's all been removed. Right? Is that not the case? So her foundation has been removed. And her fall, regardless of you handing her a torchlight, a flashlight, or a beacon of light, it cannot be checked. Why? because of the nature of a thing. You can't get mad at something because of its nature. How the hell can you be mad at a cheetah for running at 70 miles an hour when that's what nature put into it? Or a bat for sucking blood. Or a leech or a parasite for finding a host body to live off of. It's insane. So America, being a liar, being a bloodthirsty, hegemonic people, government, and nation, her fall cannot be checked, no matter what you offer, because the hubris will still be there. I am better because I'm white. Did you not hear Mark Faber, one of the so-called great financial investor minds? Did you hear what he said? He's caused a stir in the financial world. When he said, thank God that the West and America had been populated by white people, because we could not have achieved this level of economic prosperity under anything other than white people. This is what Mark Faber was talking about. That's their mind. It's just coming out. Why is it coming out now? Because this is the times of the manifestation of defects. This is the time of the manifestation of that man of sin. You're getting a bird's eye view of his inner thinking and actions. And it's come out of him just like the spot out of a web and just like the genie out of the bottle. But you can't put this genie back in. Bloodthirsty. The Empire's Last Chance for Survival, Part 2. Told you we were going to be hard-hitting. Right in your face, unstoppable, where you're going to get the truth so much that you might be mad at me and slam the phone down and say, I don't want to listen to that nigga no more. Because you can't do nothing with this truth. All praise is due to Allah. But I'm talking to you to show you, and I'm relating this stuff to show you that Elijah Muhammad had said this long before Dave or any of the other ones uttered a word. You didn't see it, but it was written right there. And now that we extract it out of the books, you say, he did say that stuff. He did spell this out long before they did. But you're still not ready to join on with him because you're arrogant. You think you know something. You think you about something in a world that's fallen. You want to still have your foot over there while trying to get something over here. But the fellowship, the throne of iniquity, excuse me, I'm burping. You can't have fellowship with iniquity if you are of the righteous. You understand me? So you either got to come to some type of decision, or what does that mean? We are at the day of what? Decision. Because all of the facts are being put out there. And soon, if you don't make the right decision, you will suffer from your indecisiveness. Because this world is collapsing quickly, quickly. And you can't do nothing about it. You know, I've been talking to you all, and I've been telling you all about the situation. If you don't think it's getting bad in America, I'm just going to play maybe one clip in 6 minutes. I know the time is limited. And then I'll come back and try to play something about Africa, because I said I was going to do something about Africa. But I have so many things, and I let the show go with the way Allah leads me into. You know what I mean? That's why I'm looking for books here, I'm looking for papers there, I'm looking for notes here to try to show you something. Because this is not pre-planned. I just put all of the stuff right here just in case I need it. The books, the notes, you know, clips or whatever. Because I want you to see live the wisdom of Allah. I want you to see how it works. You don't have to take no second thought. Truth stands on its own. And it shines even in the darkest of moments. Right? When you're dizzy, when you don't have a pathway, when that light shines, it'll lead you down the right way, right? Where you don't have to stumble and fall. But you don't have to be in doubt of where you're stepping at. That's why I tell you all the time, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Allah is bringing America to her knees. She can't get past this. And what you see going on all around the world, you see within her own border, she's bankrupt. State after state, county after county, city after city within America is going ahead, belly up, bankrupt. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this a little short. This is about 6 minutes, but I'm not going to play the whole clip. I'm going to play some of it. I want you to listen to this. This is showing you the situation on a micro scale of what's going on. down municipality after municipality, state after state, go belly up. This is just showing you that it hadn't stopped. Pay close attention.
Welcome to Silver Report Uncut. According to Moody's new report, now this is very devastating news, and it seems to be the picture taking place all around the United States, but Moody's came out with a report issued Thursday. Now, the analysts, they said that Hartford, Connecticut, it was the capital city of Connecticut, is going to default on its debt as soon as next month, and it will force the capital of the country's wealthiest state into bankruptcy. This is devastating. And this is what we mentioned on the show just the other day, that the greatest fraud perpetrated against the American people is the fact that there has been a recovery. Open your eyes. Connecticut also has a very difficult time as far as insurance. Aetna has just left just last year. It has a shrinking tax base. Aetna was founded in Hartford, Connecticut. It located its headquarters in the city for more than 150 years. There will be no reforms, or they seem unlikely at this state. Apparently, it's not going to receive a state bailout or get any kind of deal from creditors. Moody's is warning, and it's saying that lenders can expect it to run up annual deficits in excess of $60 million through the next 20 years. Moody's, also Fitch and Standard & Poor's, they downgraded Hartford's credit rating on September 26 to Caa3 from Caa1, and they're saying creditors can only expect to be able to recover about 60% of their principal if Hartford goes ahead and falls into default. Of course, the state government of Connecticut is also suffering. Connecticut is the only state right now in the country that hasn't passed a budget because they're in a tussle right now trying to find out how to close the $3.5 billion two-year budget deficit. So it looks like there's no rescue coming for Hartford. Another American city going to fall into bankruptcy. We saw the same thing happen to Detroit, Michigan. We're watching the bleeding of people in Chicago, Illinois, the third most populous city in the United States. What was once a thriving powerhouse economy, same thing is going on right now in Chicago. Not only is the crime rates elevated, as we see in Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, this is what tends to happen as you watch societies collapse, not what you tend to see happening in an actual recovery. Moody's now says that Hartford's public employee unions, they're the significant constraint to be able to cut the city's deficit. They said, quote, contractual salary increases and employee benefits are significant contributors to the city's long-term structural imbalance, and that unions would need to make, quote, significant concessions, unquote, for Hartford to be able to narrow those deficits. High labor costs are saddlebagging all of the companies that are currently operating in Hartford. This is why Aetna really needed to move. Decades this has been going on of contractual salary increases and employee benefits. And they also include health insurance, pension payments, workers' compensation, and they're expected to increase again by $21 million in 2018. Moody's found also in their report that the benefits and insurance costs, they've increased 6% each year for the last 10 years. Compared to an annual increase for the United States of only 2%. Moody's is now suggesting to the state to be able to craft legislation that would open up the arbitration process and allow municipalities to renegotiate contracts. Of course, with the amount of power that the public employee unions have in the state of Connecticut, that appears unlikely to succeed. And the most devastating news, Moody's also says that the debt restructuring, it wouldn't even be effective right now for their case. So while they're telling us and while they're discussing this record-high stock market boom, we must wake up to realize the American cities are dying. Not all of them.
Listen, again, the Holy Quran says he brings powerful nations to a naught, and when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating away has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. Today, it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked. Well, Elijah Muhammad, why can it not be checked? For the foundation has been removed. So we see city after city, county after county, municipality after municipality, state after state, in budget crisis, and deficit crisis, and going belly up financially, going bankrupt, right? The foundation has been removed. She is no longer able to export inflation on massive scales as she once was able to. Her dollar is being rejected, and slowly but surely those dollars, even though she's not telling you, are seeping right back home into the American domestic life, which is causing hyperinflation. And when it comes on a massive scale, this will look like Mad Max or worse. Yeah, Allah is dreadful. You can believe that. Saladin used to always say, brother, Allah is dreadful. So, I hear that brother in my ear right now. All praise is due to Allah. I love that brother for all that he did and gave to me. I love that brother. True follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the casket. So, what I'm trying to show you is that this thing is going down. And another thing, how this is connected with what's going on in Asia. Notice the clips that I played, and maybe we'll have to have a part three. If I don't get to the African part, maybe we'll get to the part three of this series, Bloodthirsty. Because it's so much that you have to talk about. It's so much that you have to bring to bear so that you can show the people. And it took 45, 55 minutes just to lay the base. So, anyway, so America has deployed and is keep deploying weaponry and naval assets and aerial assets over in the Asia Pacific. Is that not right? And she had let one of her so-called super aircraft carriers dock in South Korea while she deployed her first squadron of F-35 Sprite warplanes to one of her bases in Japan. And now after this was announced, see, I look at timelines and everything. So after this was publicly announced that China will go rogue against the system, that's why America went to, Tillerson, what is his name? Secretary of State Tillerson went to India. And he's trying to use India as a counterweight to China. And while he was on a visit to India, he says that China has not always been responsible in her rise. Listen, challenging the global order and the global structure of things. This is what he said. You know what he's saying? China has been challenging American domination, Western domination. We cannot allow that to go on. This is what he was saying. That's code for what he was saying. So, as China announced this, as Russia announced this, and as Iran joined in and announced this, Trump announced a trip to Asia where he's trying to go behind closed doors and plead and also threaten, if he could, military action if they keep going down this line because he knows that the dollar needs to be maintained. Isn't it ironic that after China, I'm talking about immediately after China announced that in a few weeks they will openly start trading in yuan futures, meaning that you don't have to use the dollar anymore. And anybody under sanction from America could use the Chinese yuan and then convert it into gold or silver and take the gold and silver back. And then if they want to buy some, they can take the gold and silver and put it on the Chinese yuan market and transfer it to yuan and buy what they need. Remember, America doesn't produce anything. It is China that is the global manufacturing hub for all the nations. And then all of the nations that are selling China oil are starting to take yuan for it. Or renminbi. If you hear me say renminbi, that's the same as yuan. That's the domestic. I think the domestic thing is the yuan, and I think they call it the renminbi internationally or vice versa, one of the two. But anyway, so with this being said, you see how you're getting the history and the geopolitical lesson also with your theology and your religion and your science. You see that? Show me a platform that does that. Show me a leader that does that. Show me a speaker or someone that does that. They don't because they can't. Not that they don't want to, it's because they can't do it. But listen, so China says that we're going to, in a few weeks, we're going to officially start trading. Russia announced right before that we now are ready to trade on the Moscow exchange in yuan. We're ready to trade in rubles for our products, for our oil, for our gas. And remember, Russia is the... People mistake this and say Saudi Arabia, But Russia is the largest exporter of gas and oil. Russia is, not Arabia, Russia. Now, Iran is ready to trade oil, and they already started trading oil in euros, yuan, and rubles, and in their own currency, reals. All right? This is doing something to America. This is why America is doing what she's doing in Syria and in all around Iran. This is why America has deployed all these missile interceptors around China and around Russia. And while Trump announces his trip to China after the belligerent statements by Tillerson in India when he visited India, America deploys two more war aircraft carrier groups to Asia. You know what this is? This is not, even though Trump is on a diplomatic mission to try to buy time for the empire, he's backing it up with war talk. He's trying to send a message to her adversaries, her allies, that we prepared to go to war if you continue on this path to dethrone the dollar. That's what's going on. That's what you say. I want you to listen closely to this clip here. All right, this is about 9 minutes. I don't know if we'll play the whole 9 minutes, but if we do and time is limited and we come back after the break, please don't hang up. Just listen. Just give your brother a little time. I'm trying to teach you something that will be very helpful in your life. So pay close attention to this.
Sorry, I lost my voice a little bit, but I wanted to discuss a very important subject. Now, one thing that is very important, and you know, when you look out of the vast realm of economic news and independent economic media, you know, there are some people that would scoff at the idea about what is happening with the renminbi, or also known as the yuan, Chinese currency. Now, recently there was just several articles saying that Moody's came out, and they said China is miles away from being able to have an internationalized currency. And so China responded, and this is what a lot of people are neglecting. Now, first off, I want to start off with the fact that the Chinese government has just stated that they were going to purchase up to 24% of the housing market in China. Now, this has been hitting headlines for several weeks now about the scare that is going on in the Chinese property bubble. In fact, it's almost double the amount that the average citizens have invested into the real estate market than they do in the United States. So this is a significantly high property bubble. It's also had one of the longest terms of expansion ever since they've translated over from free trade to being an industrialized nation. So there's been this building boom. In fact, they've been funding building factories and corporations or buildings or housing complexes that nobody even lives in. I mean, half of the city, it looks like a ghost city. And the problem is, it's not like Detroit or one of the ghost cities of the United States where people used to live there, but it's actually that they invested money, false money, and this is the, you know, typical of any bubble, to build these massive structures that nobody ever intended to use. And so that just shows how extreme the property bubble is in China. And it's been very dangerous. And the fact that the Chinese government is going out and wanting to purchase 24% of the property bubble in China, it just shows how drastic this scenario is. Just how drastic their quantitative easing measures are. And for anybody who says that they are a healthy economy or it doesn't affect the United States economy, they're grossly misrepresenting the facts. Because what is really happening is that there is significant wealth that exists by wealthy individuals in the United States that have invested in China. China's had a booming stock market. They've had booming growth. And there are international investors that are heavily weighted, American businesses that are heavily invested in the Chinese expansion. So this entire facade they have, when it comes crashing down, it will affect everyone's everyday life. But more than that, the Chinese government also released that the Chinese central bank, they have plans. Even though Moody's said that they're a long way away from internationalization of their currency because they've been devaluing their currency. But on top of that, the Chinese Central Bank, they've come out and they've said that they were working hard and their plan is to bring the renminbi into internationalization to use as an international and as a world reserve currency within the next 20 years. And to put that into perspective, you know, some people, they are laid back. They relax. They don't like to really look at some of the facts, or whenever there's troubling situations that are developing, they like to imagine that they're so far away that they will never impact their life. And let me just put into perspective how short 20 years is, because it was only 1997 that was 20 years ago today. It's a very short amount of time that you would see a drastic change in the world. And more than that, the dollar strength, the purchasing power of our national currency solely rests on individuals in the world using it. So with the Chinese Central Bank, with a stated plan to bring the renminbi into an internationalization, into a world reserve currency status, means that, of course, there would be the decline of the U.S. dollar. We've already seen them taking positive steps toward this action. And there are those in the independent economic media, that's what they say they are anyway. Who knows if these people are even genuine or real or have any kind of genuine ideas? And because to somebody to say that this is just impossible, I mean, it almost seems like there are professional trolls sometimes, professional trolls out there, because to say that this is not possible, that it could never happen, I think that we are being willfully ignorant of the facts, that this is their plan, that they're working tirelessly to institute this, that we are on thin ice, that the only thing that is it really secured the prosperity of the American economy has been the fact that the world has had a demand for dollars, that there is an international demand for dollars. And as we see this continuing printing of currency, we are watching that demand begin to slowly drift away. Other options. Good money pushes out bad money. Other options would go miles in making this happen much faster. We're seeing the accumulation by Russian Central Bank of the most amount of gold that they've ever had, you know, historically. And do you think this is at a time when the gold price is already elevated, with a gold price teetering around $1,300 an ounce. Now, historically, this is high. This is significant. People believe that $1,300 an ounce gold is low. But maybe they don't remember the years. I mean, let's rewind back to 1997 when we were pushing around $300 an ounce. So this is a very significant price. And even in that elevated price, they're still buying hand over fist into gold. Gold is the number three world reserve currency right now. Also, silver is significantly more impressive than the dollar. In fact, both of their gains have been far exceeding the dollar.
So I wanted to cut it off there. I wanted to show you how the devil is. I played this for a reason. The white man, he's going to tell you some truth. He tells you how China and Russia and Iran is moving to de-dollarize the world and to push their economies independently of the world. But before that, he has to tell you all the trouble with the Chinese economy and how the Chinese have been recycling money and doing X, Y, and Z. But yeah, the American economy has been doing the same thing. But the thing is this. China has to manufacture. Remember when the world went into a Great Depression and came out and went into war, right? When World War II ended, America became the super juggernaut because she had the global, because Europe was devastated. Africa was pretty much devastated, right? And they still had a stranglehold on some of the Asian nations. So America, because her body is bordered by two big bodies of water, she did not suffer a catastrophic destruction within her own border, so she became the manufacturing capital of the world. So being the manufacturing juggernaut, she became the economic superpower without a rival. Is that not right? And even though she had been blowing these bubbles up, right, she built up herself and she bought enough time to come up with a scheme to let her go a little further. Well, look at China. Yes, China has been investing in cities, but this was not because China wanted to completely move away from what the West is saying is a collapse. No, because they struck a deal with America to recycle dollars. And so China did this. Now, I want you to listen to something, because China has a high level of debt. That's true. But the Chinese hold a huge portion of that debt. Now, listen to this. And even within that debt, China is the largest lender in the world. So even when the bubbles bust, and the bills are due, what's going to happen? They're going to call America on her debt. They're going to call Europe on her debt. Is that not right? Because if I loaned you and your brother and your sister and your aunt and your cousin X amount of dollars, and my bills came due, and I got the paperwork saying that you are liable for this, that I gave you X, Y, and Z. When my bills come due, I'm going to want my money. And if you don't give me my money, then I'm going to turn the bills over to the people, the creditors, who's coming for me. Is that not right? Common sense. This is fight or flight. This is self-preservation, which is the first law of nature. Is this not right? He didn't explain that to you. Why? Because the devil knows he's in trouble, but he wants to show you that everybody else is in trouble too. He wants to deflect the level of trouble that he's in. I caught you stealing. Well, such and such stole too. You see, the mind of a child that is in trouble. This is what they do. It's so easy to prove this stuff. But listen, in all of that, China has currency swap deals. This is the main thing that I'm getting to. With about 60 or 80 nations now, or more, who knows, more, they have all of these bilateral trade agreements that are outside the dollar, that are being traded in yuan. Now, if Russia had any doubt, they have doubt about the American dollar, so Russia has not bought any U.S. debt, I think, in the last 2 to 4 years. So, if they have doubt and China has this great, huge debt bubble, why is Russia allowing China to open up yuan trading centers in Moscow and also signing agreements with China to use the yuan in settlement between the two nations? See, I'm just asking. Like I said, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm not the dullest. And also, when it comes to this, we talked about the manufacturing capacity. We talked about the trading capacity. What about this? According to Bill Holter and a host of other nations, you know, China reports that they have accumulated 2,000 tons of gold. But Bill Holter and others said that they have done the math on this, and China has been secretly importing gold through Hong Kong. And they have accumulated no less than 28,000 tons of gold. This is significant. And just as much in silver. And Russia has claimed that they are at 1,500 tons of gold. I'm showing you something because this goes with laying America low. Right? So, how is this the case when Russia has tripled her buying spree of gold over the last 2 or 3 years? And Russia is one of the top three miners of gold, and the government of Russia buys the gold from the miners of Russia without letting the gold go out of Russia. How can you have such meager tons of gold when you're buying it from yourself? Huh? Because they don't want the real numbers to come out because they're moving against the dollar. And remember that Iran has a large, significant amount of gold. All the sanctions that was put on Iran, Iran went around about with China, Russia, and Turkey, and they were doing gold swaps outside of the dollar for years. This is an American and a NATO ally. So you see the nations are buying this gold. Why are they doing this and buying this? As a hedge against when they move against the dollar. And remember that America has this plunge protection team where she can almost, and I don't know if she would get away with it, just tell the people we're not trading in the rest of your debt. They did it to France. They did it to some of the European countries. So what Russia and China and Iran are doing, they're putting the system to the side that's going to phase out America and Europe if they don't get on board. And if America tries not to pay them, they can call their debt to go bankrupt, right? And at the same time, hedge against any losses in the billions or hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars that they may lose in the American or the Western scheme by having gold, silver, and also having bonds and certificates that are priced in yuan and ruble outside of the dollar. This is what the nation. Elijah Muhammad was talking about. Her foundation has been removed. And so Trump goes there, one super aircraft carrier group plus two regular aircraft carrier groups and these F-35s. And remember, just a few days ago, on the Korean Peninsula, the THAAD system, the Thermal High Altitude Anti-Defense System, went live in South Korea. So all of these things are strategic. They go hand in hand when China and Russia and Iran announce this stuff. All of these things went hand in hand. And so Trump announces his visit to China. America, right after that, says that they are deploying two more super aircraft carrier groups. Not just aircraft carriers, super aircraft carrier groups. This is what Trump is doing. He's telling China and Russia that I'm prepared for diplomacy, but if you don't agree on my terms, then I'm prepared for war. This is what he's trying to say to them. He's trying to whitemail them into succumbing to dollar threats of war. But he's picked on people who are his near peers, his rival. And so Muhammad says this, and we're going to close after this. I don't want to keep you long. Let's go to page 18, Fall of America. I'm turning to it as you're turning into it. So, okay? All right, here we go. So it's coming to me right now as I'm talking to you. You give me just one or two more minutes, okay? And then we're going to have part three. In the book Fall of America, chapter 2, titled Dawn of a New Day, Dawn of a New Day. Listen close. Muhammad says, America's burden and trying to protect herself from the attacking nations of the world is tremendous, one that she will not be able to carry. So the weight of what Donald Trump is trying to do is nothing, because Russia, since the fall of the Soviet Union, has eyed America, and she has built up her mighty forces where she now has a superior standoff capability than the so-called superpower. China has built up her economy, her manufacturing, her currency, her standing in the world, and her military to rebuff any outside forces, right? So threats and bluster won't work today, because we're in the dawn of a new day. The old day was America and Europe, but this is a new day, and we see the light of a new world on the horizon. Therefore, everything, even from gold to silver, from currency to politics, is transferring from west to east. We're in the dawn of a new day, Muhammad says. America's burden in trying to protect herself from the attacking nations of the world is tremendous, one that she will not be able to carry. Therefore, she must succumb to the powerful forces that are coming against her. The fall of a nation makes way for another. As the earth continues, all nations, you heard that? Not most. All nations and their civilizations are limited upon it, except the original nation, which takes on renewals and changes. Listen to this part. So we see the super carriers, we see the THAAD missile system, we see the F-15s, the F-16s, the F-35s, and the deployment of a squadron of F-22s to Asia. Right? But Muhammad says, and this looks good, right? And it means America's will destroy North Korea. We'll do this to China. We'll do this to Russia. But Muhammad says, though in appearance America seems steadfast, she is moving towards an ultimate end. So we see this, that America is moving towards an ultimate end. So a Russian senator on the Defense Committee gave America and NATO a wake-up call yesterday. You know how America loves to brag about her being the world superpower. But he gave them a wake-up call, and he reminded them that, America, you are not the power that you used to be. NATO, you cannot even rebuff even a part of our military. Russia, he says, has the most powerful army in the world, and the statistics proves it. Just with a small squadron or battalion of forces, Russia goes in and changes the whole scheme of things in Iraq, Syria, and in the Middle East. With America, with all her warships, and NATO with all her warships and all of her troops and training all the terrorists, couldn't take down the Damascus government. You see? So we see Gog and Magog sallying forth, as the scriptures teaches us, and trying trying to reduce the world to a veritable hell. Is that not right? So Muhammad says in all of this, bear with me, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to go too long. I'm trying to end this on the right point. Though in appearance, America seems steadfast, we know that appearances don't always reflect reality. There are people who get on Facebook and around the world pretending to be holier than thou and got more hell in them than the devil almost. There are people who pretend to have it all together and have fallen apart behind the scenes. There are people who appear to be so happy, but down, deep inside of them, they are miserable and depressed. There are people who seem to be materially rich and are morally and economically bankrupt. So the appearance is not always the reflection of reality. So Muhammad used the word appearance. He says, though in appearance, America seems steadfast, she is moving towards an ultimate end. And listen how he transitions. He talked about the geopolitics of things. And listen how he transitions to you. One great problem to be solved in the fall of America is the liberation of the so-called American Negro, the lost found people of the original black nation of the earth. They have been here for four centuries, mistreated, and brought into a state of corruption and shame. Listen to this, good. So remember how he talked about the nation moving against America? You remember that? Remember how he talked about the situation that America now faces? He uses that to tell you, and then he transitions to you, and he's telling you that this is all for you. He says, they have been here for four centuries, mistreated and brought into a state of corruption and shame. They are now being helped, although they are as blind mentally as someone is physically. Isn't that so? He says, in all the preparations of the divine supreme being and the nation of righteousness to remove the enemy of God and the righteous from the earth, the poor so-called American Negro cannot see it. All this stuff that's going on is for you. It's being done for you. It's being done for your people. It's being done for the redemption of the entire black nation, the black, the brown, the red, and the yellow people who have been subjected and subjugated, oppressed by this devilish people, government, and world. So God is on the scene, and we see his power every day. And I want to say to you all that you don't have to wait for Jesus to come. Jesus Christ has arrived. Brothers and sisters, your Savior has arrived. And how do we know this? The evidence is as clear as sunshine. Just look around. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. I don't love you to death. I love you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is Master Farad Muhammad, Almighty God, Allah in person, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the mighty, mighty, mighty Nation of Islam has for you. Mom, check this out. I know I've been busy for the last few days. Get that coffee ready. Your son is going to take time out to come see you because I know I got the greatest mom to ever live. I love you all, but my love is only a beacon and a token of the love that my God has for you. Brothers and sisters, until we next meet again, stay true, stay strong, but above all things, stay righteous. I salute you all. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the mood I'm in. Day to day, the roads we take.